Texas border city declared a state of emergency Saturday over concerns about the community's ability to handle an anticipated influx of migrants across the southern border. El Paso Mayor Oscar Lesser.
Talking to some of our federal partners, they really believe that on Wednesday our numbers will go from 2,500 to 4,500, maybe 6,000. And when I asked them, I said, do you believe that you guys can handle it today? The answer was no.
Lesser issued a state of emergency declaration to allow the city on the U.S. border with Mexico to tap into additional resources that are expected to become necessary after Title 42 expulsions end on December 21st. Lesser had previously resisted issuing an emergency declaration, but said he was moved to action by the sight of people on downtown streets with temperatures dipping below freezing. The new mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, said Sunday her administration will start moving homeless people from tent encampments into hotels and motels through a new program that launches on Tuesday. She was on NBC's Meet the Press.
No, these are not sweeps at all. This is getting people to move on their own, but then after the person leaves, sanitation is absolutely going to have to be there. No question about it. But this is not coercing people. This is not ticketing people or incarcerating people. This is moving people from tents to hotels or motels.
On her first day as mayor of Los Angeles, Bass declared a state of emergency on homelessness. She vowed to get people housed and more housing built so that residents could see a real difference, which hasn't been visible despite billions spent on programs to curb homelessness, including $1.2 billion in the current city budget. P-22, the celebrated mountain lion that took up residence in the middle of Los Angeles and became a symbol of urban pressures on wildlife, was euthanized Saturday after dangerous changes in his behavior led to examinations that revealed worsening health and injuries likely caused by a car, chronic illnesses including a skin infection, and diseases of the kidney and liver. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
In September, Revelio became only the third drug approved by the U.S. for ALS, an incurable neurodegenerative disease that is usually fatal within 5 years. But patients and physicians who celebrated Revelio's approval several months ago are now contending with the obstacles posed by the U.S. healthcare system. Patients with insurance coverage say the $158,000 per year price tag set by drug maker Amylyx Pharmaceutical is fueling insurance delays or denials and sometimes exorbitant out-of-pocket expenses. Even when Revelio is covered, some patients see themselves shouldering copayments between $1,000 and $4,000 per month. Lionel Messi kissed the World Cup, shuffled toward his teammates, and hoisted the golden trophy high in the air. Messi's once-in-a-generation career is complete. He is a World Cup champion and probably the wildest final in the tournament's 92-year history. Argentina won its third World Cup title by beating France 4-2 in a penalty shootout after a 3-3 draw featuring two goals from the 35-year-old Messi. Former Phoenix Suns and New York Knicks star Amari Stoudemire is facing a misdemeanor battery charge after he allegedly hit one of his teenage daughters. Miami-Dade County court records show that Stoudemire, 40, was arrested early Sunday and later released on a $1,500 bond with a no-contact order issued. The Miami Herald, citing a police report, said Stoudemire struck one of his two daughters during the argument at his Miami home Saturday night. Stoudemire confronted the girl and accused her of being disrespectful to his mother during a phone call. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.